I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Today I've got for you some fantastic entitled parent stories, starting with this one, in which an entitled sister-in-law uses her baby as an excuse to steal so many items from her own sister. Make sure to drop a like on this one, subscribe to my channel, and click the follow button if you haven't already done so. We're on the road to 600,000 subscribers on YouTube, so every subscription helps. Let's get into it. Enjoy. My sister-in-law is stealing from me and using her baby as an excuse. My sister-in-law, Jessica, who is 29, and her husband, my brother, Liam, who is 32, are staying with me, a 27-year-old woman, and my wife, who is 30, due to foundation troubles at their own home. Simply put, she's been an absolute nightmare when it comes to taking things that aren't hers and brushing them off because she needs them due to her baby, my nephew, Liam Jr., who is 3 months. I'll just list the worst of it, but do note, this is a very condensed list. First, she took my expensive hair products made specifically for thick hair because, and I quote, "Liam Jr. can't handle strong scents, and yours are just gentler on his nose." She used an entire 16-ounce bottle of conditioner in 3 days. Second, I caught her trying to take the food I ordered for everyone into her room after it was delivered. I ordered almost 6 full meals to dish out for the entire house, and she was just holding this large paper bag in her room. She told me she was just sorting through it to find her food, but she was sitting down with chopsticks and the door was closed, so I call BS. 3. All of my snacks. My pantry has a shelf labeled specifically for me due to a mild food allergy that has all the snacks that I bought. I keep seeing her walking back and forth past my room with my snacks. If my wife or I try to confront her, she cries that she's breastfeeding and she needs the energy. Then she'll get my brother to chew me out. For the record, we do have a communal snack bin, but she won't touch the snacks in there. 4. She took my gift card stash from my shelf in the kitchen and spent nearly $75 on random BS because she claims she wants to make the room more comfortable for Liam Jr. I use those gift cards when I go shopping or as presents for sudden events. She knows this and still took 6 to 8 gift cards out with her. It's been non-stop for the last 3 weeks and I'm so freaking done with her. She's taken my hair ties, my shirts from the laundry, my sleep bonnets, and my lipstick. She even took a bottle of my apple cider gummies, which I know she doesn't like because she's tried them before. Wow. I feel like she's doing it just to spite me or to assert herself, but I'm seriously considering kicking her out. Yeah, exactly what I was gonna say. This just feels like it's just to spite you right now, OP. No other reason. Now, we do have a couple of edits and updates on this one. Firstly, OP just wants to clarify that Jessica used her shampoo on herself, not on Liam Jr., because the smell was, I guess, irritating him. Also, I'm just going to state that the only reason I'm letting these two stay is because of Liam Jr. My brother can't afford housing close to his job, and if I kick him out, Liam Jr.'s housing would be up in the air. His commute is already 45 to 60 minutes each way, and none of our relatives who are willing to let him stay live any closer. Secondly, please do not insult my wife in the comments. She was recently promoted and isn't home often, but I assure you she sticks up for me when she's home. She has told me that she's willing to let them stay for Liam Jr., but she has shown that she's upset by Jessica's stealing. I'm sorry I didn't say that before. Alright, edit 3/small updates. I've been reading through the comments during my work break and I keep seeing the same things being tossed around. Even the comments that were harsh with it are right. Jessica stomped on both mine and my wife's boundaries, using her son as a cover, and I am being spineless by letting her stay. I also have to accept that Liam Jr. is not my responsibility. As much as I love him, I can't let his mum use him against me. I talked with my wife on her phone today, and we've decided that we're telling them to start seeking alternative housing. We're also going to get a proper eviction drafted up. We've decided they have until Friday the 17th at the absolute latest. Now, this was posted on the 11th of February, so that's just 6 days from the time of posting. I will update after we've talked. Thank you all for knocking some sense into me. Yeah, you know what? I completely agree with the comments. It's tough, but Liam Jr. isn't your responsibility, and you have to respect yourself and your wife. Now for the next juicy update. We had the talk with them about an hour ago, and it went bad fast. My brother was screaming, Jessica was screaming, Liam Jr. was crying because of all the noise, and somehow that's my fault. They yelled for a good 40 minutes about how they had nowhere else to go and they won't be able to stay together if I kick them out. It was hard for me, but my wife helped me with my stress. Some highlights from Jessica's rant include, "You can't have a baby. You'll never know how stressed I am. You didn't lose anything super expensive. Why are you acting like this?" And my personal favourite, "If you kick us out, you'll never see me or my son again." Along with a healthy bit of cursing. I told them that my wife and I's decision was final, and Jessica locked herself in her room with Liam Jr. My brother tried to apologize, saying that he was just stressed from work and his new baby and Jessica putting pressure on him, but my wife cut him off and told him to imagine how stressed I'd been when my things went missing. He just kind of slumped in his seat, then went and joined Jessica in the room after I denied his pleas to stay again. I heard them arguing for a bit, but only for around 15 minutes. I got a text from Jessica's mother asking what was happening, but it wasn't hostile, so I don't think she has the full story. I'm debating telling her, since she's technically not involved yet. I've gotten 3 or 4 similar messages from numbers I don't recognize, so I think Jessica may have told people my number or posted something. I'll update again if anything else serious happens. But here we go. Immediately, we do get this update. Jessica and Liam woke me and my wife up by clambering around about 20-ish minutes ago. They didn't say much while they packed up their stuff, but Jessica did say, "I hope you're happy now. Don't expect to see Liam Jr. anytime soon." Wow, so I guess they did actually leave. I didn't feel good when they left. I felt awful. My stomach was in knots and my chest was burning. I should feel happy, but I don't. All I can do is worry. I just feel useless. I feel like a useless wife, like a useless aunt and sister. I was trying to help and now I might not see my nephew again. I went out of my way and now it feels like I'm being punished. I'm pretty sure they'll try something again, but it's not my concern anymore. My brother left his spare key in the kitchen, but I'm still changing the locks. Jessica texted me that Liam is going to be staying in a motel near his job till they figure something else out. And she is going to be stuck with her mother. Her mother lives 4 hours away, for reference. "You were all right that I needed to have them gone, but I wish I didn't feel so dang bad. My wife has been comforting me as best as she can, and I appreciate her so much. She's been so supportive, and I'm lucky to have her. Thank you all for listening, commenting, etc. It was the extra push I needed to knock my stupid head on straight." Now, you might be thinking that's the end of it, but no, we have another update. I was contacted by Jessica's mother, who apologized for her daughter and offered to pay me the value of the item stolen if I let her and Liam Jr. move back in. Oh, it was all going so well until that last bit. I told her no, and she was surprisingly kind and accepting of this. The call was very short, but I can only assume Jessica told her mother some short or watered down version of what actually happened. I think, though, that things are settling down now. I also got a text from my brother, but it only said that he was safe at the motel. And now, the final update as it stands at the time of recording is this. Me and my wife have decided to send my brother a bill for the items Jessica stole. The exact number is a bit touch and go, as we don't know the value of some items. We've added the items we're certain she took that can have a concrete price attached to them. We're gonna send it tomorrow, and I'll update you on what happens. Okay, and there we go. That is the first story of this episode. I've got to say that I do think you guys made the right decision. I'm not sure if the last bit is a little bit too petty or not. Like, don't go overboard is all I'd say. They're gone now. Like, they've stolen stuff. It's annoying, but it's happened. Don't, like, you know, count up every penny or cent or whatever and give them a fully itemized bill. And I know a lot of you in the comments right now are probably disagreeing with me, and I understand that. I just think there's no need to be completely petty. Yes, you deserve the money, the majority of the money from the stuff that she stole. And yes, you should get that back. And to be fair, in a way, it was nice that her mum offered, even though it did come with that clause that you have to let them back into your home. But don't go through each individual item that she might have stolen. You're not entirely sure what the value is. But the main thing is, yeah, Send her a bill for that, but not every little tiny thing. Now, I will say, sadly, that this was posted 26 days ago, right? And as of today, the time of recording, 8th of March, you know, we haven't had anything. Now, this was posted on a throwaway account, so probably not this user's main, but hopefully they come back on at some point. I'll look out for it, guys, don't worry, and they let us know exactly what happened, how much they ended up billing their sister for. If Jessica ever paid back the money, I kind of don't think she's going to be honest. So that's kind of why I'm saying that the invoice, the bill doesn't really matter that much anyway. But yeah, we need to finish the story. I want to know what happens after that. I guess the point I'm making with the bill is just, is it worth the time to go through everything to make a bill that you know is not going to be paid anyway? Let's be honest, 99% she's not going to pay you back, given everything in the first place and the fact that she stole from you in the first place. Stealing from your own sister is mental. That's what I'm thinking. It's probably best just moving on from this now, forgetting about it, having the knowledge that you made the right decision, because I think objectively you did, even though you felt bad when they left. I think you did do the right thing. And yeah, as I said, just moving on with your life. Anyway, let me know if you disagree with me down below in the comments. I'm sure a lot of you will. But with that being said, let's move on to story two.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Entitled mother-in-law can't believe she might need to pay for her own housing. I just want to vent. I've been with my husband for about 15 years, and we were very low contact with his family for most of it, because he couldn't stand them. I probably only met his mum 3 to 4 times, even though we lived in the same city. Well, 2 years ago, we get a call from Adult Protective Services. She was in the hospital after calling 911, and when they'd gone to get her, the apartment she shared with her daughter, who was also an entitled POS, that's a whole other story, was in such bad condition that they didn't want to release her back there. I'm sure they were happy to find someone else to take her, so we almost didn't even question whether there were other options, and we agreed to take her. We moved her in. It's been a nightmare. She is very entitled and narcissistic. She doesn't have much income because she hardly ever worked, so it's pretty measly social security. She spends about half her monthly income on cigarettes. We so love smelling it all the time. She does smoke outside, luckily. When we first got her and she was pretty frail and it was winter, we let her smoke in the garage, which was a huge mistake and turned into a giant tantrum when we finally put a stop to it. Luckily for her, she gets Medicare fully paid for by the state and gets some food stamps, but we don't charge her anything. She is a total slob. She's probably taken 5 to 6 showers in 2 years. Oh my gosh. And we really resent having her here now. She never cleans after herself, makes noise constantly, and frequently acts like a child and throws tantrums. For instance, she ran out of a chocolate muffin she likes, but still had cake and other snacks. She huffed and slammed the pantry and said, "I guess I'll just have to go without, as usual." We make sure she gets all her meds, gets food even if her food stamps run out, and drive her to all medical appointments. Some are 90 miles away and take 4 hours, but yeah, she goes without. I wish we'd tried to find an alternative earlier, but we are finally trying. Today, I took her to meet with a social worker about Section 8 housing. She made it off the waiting list, and we're waiting to see how much she might get and whether we can find her a studio or something. The lady explained that she would have to pay 30 or 40% of her income towards the rent. My mother-in-law started complaining immediately how they were going to take all her money. I'm just sitting here like, female dog, you live in my house for free. Why shouldn't you have to pay something towards your own basic needs, such as housing? What the frick? Yeah, I mean, you've done the right thing. Again, like the first story, maybe it's a little bit less tough this time because it's not a child or a young baby that you're dealing with. It's actually an old person who is just a terrible narcissist. But still, you've done the right thing. You've done well, by the way, to have a look into Section 8 housing. Not that I know anything about that, but I'm English. And yeah, it looks like you're on the right path to her moving out. Why is she complaining? I mean, come on. Does she not like look in the mirror sometimes when she wakes up? Or maybe after having one of her, I was going to say quarterly showers, it's not even quarterly, it's every like 4 months. So ridiculous. But every 4 to 5 months, but it's 5 to 6 times every 2 years. Ridiculous. But does she not look in the mirror and think, what am I actually doing here? Leeching off my children and just not actually contributing anything to my own life? Do I try and sort it out? Well, no, she's entitled. Simple as that. Okay, now for our last, but by no means least, entitled parent story of this episode. I'm taking my mum to court. My mother has finally pushed me too far. I, a 34-year-old woman, cut contact with her back in 2021. She's always favored my son, and he became her golden child. So she started trying to use the school to see him without mine or his father's permission after I cut her out of our lives. We quickly put a stop to it by speaking with the school, and my son's father sent her a lengthy text telling her to never manipulate the school system to get to our son again, or we'd be taking legal action. And he let her know that we'd spoken to the school about this, and they were very aware of our feelings. She was mostly quiet for a while after that, but I caught her following me once, and I evaded her. She even travelled to another state where my son's father's family vacations almost every year during Christmas. Luckily, my son happened to not be there that year. Well, recently, she started secretly volunteering at my son's elementary school. He's 10 years old, by the way. She lives over an hour away and didn't tell the school she had any familial connections there, since she knows that we'd spoken to the school about her antics a while back. We assume that she lied about her address to get approved, since she lives so far away. Anyway, she somehow snuck out of the classroom she was volunteering in and asked another child to get my son out of the cafeteria and spent 15 minutes crying to him, telling him how unfair I've been and that she's never done anything wrong, that she has years of presents for him and he needs to come over to her house so he can have them. Worst of all, she told him not to tell anyone that she spoke with him or that he saw her. I felt like my mum was slowly calculating a way to eventually take him from the school. Now, my son's father and I aren't together, but we immediately banded together at this moment and spoke to the school vice principal the next day, and we decided to file an injunction. The temporary injunction was approved within an hour of filing. I was immediately in tears. I was so relieved. Our hearing is coming up, and the closer it gets, the more I find myself questioning what I'm doing. I know that I'm doing the right thing, but this situation just sucks. No one should have to protect themselves or their children from their own parent or grandparent. It's such an awful feeling. I wish she would have just respected our boundaries, but she's clearly incapable of that. I tried so hard to make her understand my boundaries before I cut contact with her. Her entitlement to my son was disgusting. She demanded seeing him, talking to him, and got very nasty and angry with me if I didn't oblige or if I had other plans and couldn't fit her in. She would constantly slip and call him her son. I guess I'm triggered and back to childhood me, feeling helpless and scared. I feel bad that I've had to go this far. I feel terrible that she's been served. I know I shouldn't feel bad because she's probably more embarrassed and worried about how this makes her look more than anything. It's probably a long shot, but have any of you guys experienced anything like this? I've never been to court. Even when my son's father and I divorced, we were able to settle on our own. I've got no idea what to expect, and I'm scared. I don't want to see her. I don't want to hear her lie in court or cry and manipulate, but I know it's coming. This situation is heartbreaking. Well, there we go. I think I've saved the most entitled person of this entire episode for last, but with good reason, because there's a beautiful update coming that I'm going to get into in just about 12 seconds, count them down. And I think it just shows the beauty of Reddit and what an amazing place it really is. Just full of wholesome people. Has that been 12 seconds? I'm going to say yes.
How did he do that?
Edit. I'm trying my best to respond to each one of you, but I just have to say thank you all so much for sharing your stories, for guiding me, for giving me pointers, for helping me prepare, for keeping me grounded and rooting for us. I didn't expect to receive so much amazing advice, and I'm crying tears of pure gratitude for each and every one of you. You guys might be strangers, but I love each of you from the bottom of my heart. Just know that you've all played a major role in possibly saving my son's life, maybe even my own. Once I have an update, I will edit this post again and let you guys know how it went as quickly as I can. There we go. The beauty of Reddit and the community that it brings right there in one paragraph. Lovely stuff. And yeah, I mean, you might think that's a little bit dramatic, A little bit of hyperbole there, but realistically, I mean, she is literally stalking your son. What else could she do? She could easily abduct him. I think she's shown that potential. So, I mean, yeah, it's not really an exaggeration, is it? People have read it who have given this user, you know, real support and real tips and advice and maybe pushed her into getting this injunction in the first place or helping her deal with go to court, genuinely could have saved slash could be in the process of saving her and her son's life. Now, at the time of recording, we don't have an update. This was just posted 2 days ago, so it's a very fresh story. But let me know if you want me to look out for the update of this, if one does come. I'll keep my eyes glued to this account. And yeah, if you want to see what happens next, comment down below. But for now, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed it. I did. And that's all that matters. Okay, so hold that. If you want more right away, check out this playlist on screen of my favorite entitled Parents episodes, also linked down below in the description. Subscribe, as I already said, if you're new, and I'll see you guys tomorrow for some more phenomenal Reddit content.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.